everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're diving into the fast lane of German automotive innovation.
And we're not just window shopping for new cars.
No, not at all. We're going deeper, looking at the strategies and the trends that could redefine the entire industry.
Exactly. Think big picture.
And to do that, we've got our hands on this gem.
Oh, a conference program.
You know it. This is Digitail Offensive Automotive 4.0. Not just another industry meet and greet. This is where the heavy hitters in German automotive go to reveal their next big moves.
Right. So we're talking about the leading companies, like who?
I'm talking BMW, Bosch, Mercedes-Benz. If they're big in the automotive world, they're probably there.
Wow. A real sneak peek behind the curtain.
Picture this. You're in Saarbrücken, Germany. It's October. You walk into this room. It's electric engineers, CEOs. Everyone, and I mean everyone, has this look in their eye like, I'm about to change the game.
I can feel the energy already.
Yeah. And for 2 full days, it's nonstop. Presentations, panel discussions, workshops, you name it, even factory tours.
Sounds intense.
You said it. But that's why we're here. You don't need a plane ticket for this deep dive. We've got you covered.
All right, let's get to the good stuff then.
So we've gone through this entire program, Highlight Real Time. We're bringing you the need-to-know insights, the stuff that will have everyone talking. And let me tell you, day one, they waste no time. It's straight to business.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the headline for day one?
Strategies for the automotive and supplier industry. No easing into it. It's straight to the big leagues.
I like it. Straight to the point.
Exactly. We're talking presentations like efficient industrialization as a success factor. And get this. This is coming from the COO of RDHAU Automotive.
These guys are a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. They're known for their innovative materials and those manufacturing processes cutting edge. So when RDHAU talks efficiency, the whole industry listens.
And it's got to be about more than just making things faster, right?
You hit the nail on the head. It's smarter, not just faster.
Gotcha. So what's next? Who else is stepping up to the plate?
Right after RDHAU, we've got the Group VP of Supply Chain Management from ZKW, a major player in automotive lighting systems.
Okay. Lights? I'm intrigued. What are they talking about?
This is where it gets interesting. They've titled their presentation, Transformation of the Supply Chain Organization.
Transformation that has a certain ring to it. You know, it makes you stop and think, especially with everything that's happened over the last few years. Pandemics, global uncertainty, you name it. The automotive industry's really felt the pressure to become much more adaptable and resilient. It feels like they're signaling a complete rethink of the way they operate their supply chains.
Yeah, like forget just in time. We need just in case the world goes crazy.
Exactly. And you can see this theme of resilience running throughout the entire first day.
Oh, really? Where else does it pop up?
Well, for example, in the afternoon session, we have a presentation called The New Role of Just in Sequence.
Okay, that sounds a little like supply chain jargon to me. What's that all about?
In a nutshell, it's about getting the right parts to the right place at the exact right moment, even when unexpected issues come up. And we're talking about companies like Schmitz Cargo Bull, they're a leading trailer manufacturer, and of course Mercedes-Benz. Mm. They're completely overhauling their logistics to make this happen.
Wow, so they're not just talking the talk, they're actually putting these ideas into action.
Oh, absolutely. And to make sure everyone's on the same page, there's another presentation about the new VDA 6.8 logistics evaluation.
VDA, who are they?
Now, you might be wondering, VDA, who? But this is big. VDA is the German Association of the Automotive Industry, and let me tell you their standards. They often become the gold standard for the entire industry.
Okay, so this VDA 6.8 thing, is this like their secret code for revolutionizing the auto industry?
It's not exactly a secret code, but it does point to a major change. Basically, this new standard is all about using data. Data to make smarter, quicker decisions across the entire supply chain. Think about it. Knowing where every single part is, predicting any potential roadblocks, and being able to adapt to change super fast.
Wow, that is both incredibly complex and incredibly cool. It's like the industry is finally harnessing the power of data.
100%.
Yeah.
And we're just getting started. That's only day one. Wait till you hear about the mind-blowing stuff coming up. You know how it is, day two of these conferences.
What? Things get a little slower.
Totally the opposite. Day two is when things really get going. Everyone's had a chance to digest, network, you know, let those initial ideas percolate.
Okay, so what are we percolating on for day two?
Fasten your seatbelts, because day two dives headfirst into partnerships, global network management, and industrialization process 4.0.
Industrialization process 4.0. Okay, you've definitely got my attention with that one. Sounds a little intimidating, to be honest. What's that all about?
Imagine a factory where robots and humans are working side by side, every single machine is connected. And data, that's the key. Data is flowing through the entire system like electricity. That's Industry 4.0 in a nutshell. It's a completely interconnected, intelligent manufacturing ecosystem.
Okay, that does sound futuristic. I'll give you that. But are we talking theory here, or is this actually happening?
Oh, this is happening. And we're about to hear from one of the companies making it a reality. We've got Andrea Montuoro, head of logistics planning and fulfillment at Bosch Homburg, taking the stage.
Bosch? Now we're talking. Yeah. They're a giant in the automotive world.
Right. If anyone can crack the code on this, it's them.
So what kind of strategies are we talking about here? Are robots going to be delivering my spark plugs now?
Not quite yet. But seriously, Bosch is known for its efficiency and its resilience, which in today's world, those are some of the most valuable qualities a company can have. Think about it. Parts shortages, unexpected delays, global hiccups. Bosch seems to have figured out how to navigate it all and keep those production lines moving.
That is seriously impressive. So they've created the automotive equivalent of like a well-oiled robot-assisted machine.
Exactly.
All right. So what else is on this action-packed day two agenda?
Well, since we're on the topic of Industry 4.0, Dr. Wolfgang Menzel, the head of IT at Continental Automotive, is up next.
Continental Automotive, another powerhouse. I'm ready.
He's going to break down the practical steps to actually implementing these advanced manufacturing processes. This isn't just some theoretical tech talk. This is the roadmap for the future of car manufacturing.
And if Continental Automotive says it's the future, I'm inclined to listen. So what kind of things will Dr. Menzel be diving into?
Think about speeding up production, integrating all these new technologies seamlessly, and ultimately creating a much more flexible and responsive manufacturing process. Think of it like getting a sneak peek into the factory of the future.
And I'm going to guess sustainability is a big part of this vision.
You know it. It's not just about making cars faster. It's about making them better. Better for the planet, better for everyone.
Right, because sustainability isn't just some side project. It needs to be woven into every single aspect.
100%. And you actually see that throughout day two. It's not just talk. They're putting it into practice. Mm-hmm. Just look at the workshops. They've got ones on battery logistics, green logistics CO2 footprint, even packaging systems for battery logistics production.
It's like they're thinking about every step, every single detail, from factory floor to the shipping container.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach to sustainability, which is refreshing to see.
Okay, before we move on, you mentioned factory tours earlier. I need details.
Get ready for this, because we're getting exclusive access to two major players, Bosch Homburg and Schaeffler Homburg.
Schaeffler Homburg. Talk about a global powerhouse. They are the name when it comes to automotive and industrial components. This isn't just a tour. It's like stepping into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory for car enthusiasts. What are we going to see there? It's going to be like taking a time machine to the future of manufacturing. Robots working right next to humans, these driverless transport systems, everything's moving like clockwork. You can just feel the precision in the air.
And we can't forget about the sustainability focus either.
Right. It's not just a box they check. It's everywhere.
Schaeffler's heavily invested in e-mobility and renewable energies, so they're not just building cars for tomorrow. They're building a whole new way to power those cars.
It's like saying, we're not just building a car, we're building the entire ecosystem.
It really is impressive to see the emphasis they're putting on a more sustainable future for the whole industry, not just their little corner of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, you see that same attitude throughout this whole conference program.
Yeah, totally. And it's refreshing. It's not just empty words, you know? This commitment to sustainability is woven into everything, from the factory floor to the global supply chain. It's inspiring.
It really is. It just goes to show that even in a massive industry like automotive, real change, it is possible.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground, from AI logistics to the factory of the future, but let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. What does all of this mean for the average driver? I mean, are we all going to be cruising around in self-driving solar-powered cars next year?
Well, maybe not next year, but the stuff they're discussing at this conference, these innovations, they're definitely going to trickle down to the cars we'll all be driving in the very near future.
So how? What are we talking about here?
Think smarter safety features, way more efficient engines. And yeah, maybe even some of those autonomous driving capabilities we were talking about.
So it's not just about those flashy tech demos. It's about making driving safer, more fun, and way more sustainable for everyone.
Exactly. Now that's something we can all get behind.
100%. Well, folks, there you have it. That wraps up our deep dive into the exciting world of German automotive innovation. One thing's for sure. This industry is on the verge of some major changes. We can't wait to see what the future holds.
It's going to be a wild ride.
You said it. And on that note, we'll leave you with this. If the German automotive industry can go all in on this kind of radical change and embrace innovation, what other possibilities are out there? What could happen if we took these principles of collaboration, digitalization, and sustainability and applied them to other industries?
Wow.
Think about it. What about our cities, our daily lives? The potential is limitless.
Absolutely. The future is full of possibilities if we're willing to think differently and challenge the way things have always been done.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. And until next time, keep those engines running.